is the McDonald's Viking Rail Ball Podcast, presented by McDonald's of Jackson, Wellston, Oak Hill, and now proudly in MacArthur. McDonald's and Viking basketball. I'm loving it. The Viking Round Ball Podcast with head coach Matt Combs is your weekly look inside Vinton County Vikings basketball. Stand by for recaps and previews of all of this week's Viking action, plus scores, stats, guest interviews, and more. Now broadcasting across the World Wide Web.
From a padded room in his basement.
Alongside the head coach of the Vikings, Matt Combs, here's your host, Carl Knox.
And welcome once again to another exciting holiday edition of the Viking Realm Ball Podcast. Alongside Viking boys basketball coach Matt Combs, Carl Knox here. The Viking Realm Ball Podcast, presented by McDonald's, McDonald's and MacArthur, Jackson, Oak Hill and Wellston. Whether it's before or after the game, McDonald's and high school sports go hand in hand. McDonald's, I'm loving it. The coach, always punctual for these recordings. He's on his A game. How you doing over there, big guy?
I'd say maybe C plus game today, but we'll find out.
We're professionals. We'll get through this.
That's right.
It'll happen.
Actually, I think we got a good show today.
Yeah, we do. We got a very good show. We're doing this "Where Are They Now" segment, and this one for our younger listeners, we're going to throw a name out there that probably is going to you're going to go, huh? What? But for the old time Viking fan. Here in a little bit, going to tape a segment, a name that back into the 70s in basketball when Vinton County had several really, really good years, some successful years back in the mid to late 70s. We're going to find out where they are now with Coach Dave Wilcoxon, tracking him down around Belpre, where he had quite a career, not only here at Vinton County, but within the Belpre boys and the Belpre girls, and I'm looking forward to talking to him.
Oh, yeah, I am too, because I was thinking about this today. A lot of times, some of the guests we have on I know better than others, and but in this case, obviously I didn't see any basketball in the mid to late 70s, and I only know what I've heard and what I've learned since I've been here. And I don't know if people know this or not, but it's not like you and I really talk to these people at length when we interview them. You know, we call them, hey, can you be on? And that's pretty much it. So we're going to be learning today. I mean, you know, I'm going to be learning a lot that I'm sure I don't know about Vinton County basketball back in that time. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to this.
I'm looking forward to it because back in that, I was 6 to 12 years old back when Coach Wilcoxon was here. And, of course, seeing basketball through the eyes of a little kid back then, you know, I really looked up to him.
Right.
And that's the way you remember when you were just a little kid at Uniota and you looked up the high school players like they were rock stars.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, some of the teams he had, I'm thinking, you know, Mike Patterson, we had his son Josh on.
Right.
Mike, a Hall of Fame member. But Patterson, Mike was just one of his outstanding players. You had the McNichols, you had the Ward guys. I mean,
we had Harold Cottle, Harold was on last year.
Right. He had Harold, late in, and when Harold was an upperclassman in the mid-South, he kind of was one of Wilcoxon's first groups there. But obviously this guy, and when we read his resume and get into the interview, you'll find out it wasn't a flash in the pan. This guy had a career of coaching success. It really did well, and I didn't realize how much of an athlete he was in college. He played basketball and baseball at Marietta, had like 900 and some odd career points in high school, which back in that day was huge.
Right.
So looking forward to that. Do have a game to talk about as you guys improve your record to 3-1 overall, 1-0 in the TVC Ohio with a road victory this past Friday night. We are recording Monday afternoon, December the 17th. This past Friday night, December the 14th, you went up to Nelsonville and took care of Coach Klein's Buckeyes, the final there, 53-44. Didn't have a chance to make it up to the game, but Coach, looking at the stat sheet, in terms of scoring column and things like that, you guys jump out to a 6-12 first quarter lead. Almost double it up 10-4 in the second quarter. You go up with a comfortable 22-10 lead at the half. But when you look at leading scorers, not Bryce, Alex Owens has a good night, 13 points for him. Jared Albright, a freshman, He notches 12 points. Jordan Kidd has 11. LB Ramey has 10 points. Bryce Owings has 5. You know, kind of spreading the wealth around. Right. I know you had some illness issues. Talk a little bit about the game and the health of the team right now.
Yeah, I mean, I was happy to see that balance you're talking about where we get several guys involved. Yeah, I mean, we went into the game. I suppose every team's going through this at some will go through this at some point this year, maybe going through it now. We've had a lot of flu bug going through our school. I think last week at one point we had about 150 kids absent one day. Wow. From school. And we only had one day of practice last week where I actually had every single kid there. So it was just every night somebody else was missing, you know. Somebody'd get sick and then they'd be there the next night, but then somebody new would be missing. And it was a really tough week of practice, which really had me concerned, because I tell you, Nelsonville, you got to give them a lot of credit because they play super hard. I mean, our kids play really hard, and Nelsonville stood right there, you know, toe-to-toe in terms of the effort, and at times even, you know, outworked us a little bit, I think, on the boards and things like that. But they play really hard. And I mentioned this last week, and I'll say it again. You really would have thought with everybody they lost, Nelsonville, I'm talking about, to graduation last year, that it would have kind of crippled them a little bit, you know. And that just hasn't been the case. I mean, you know, they've really played well here early in the season. I thought they played well the other night against us. They played really hard. Good defensive team. It wasn't like our points came easy. Luckily, we were pretty good defensively the other night ourselves. You mentioned 12 points in the first half, or 10 or 12 points, whatever it was, in the first half that we gave up. That's pretty good. You know, if you can do that, you know, no matter how
I like your chances.
Yeah, no matter how rough it's going offensively, you give yourself a pretty good chance. But the game was kind of like I thought it might go. I knew they would come out fired up. First home game for them. They were 2-1, been playing real well. I told our kids we're going to have to weather the storm early because they're going to be, you know, emotional and pumped up and ready to go. And I thought our kids did a good job of that. And then once that first quarter got over, the game settled in. And, you know, I thought overall we were pretty good. I mean, in the fourth quarter, things got a little bit crazy. We turned the ball over a little bit more than we would have liked, and they got back closer than we had hoped. But we made some free throws down the stretch, took care of the basketball, and it was a good win. Anytime you get a win on the road in our league, we've talked about it, and especially against a team that's playing well, and then you're in a situation where maybe you're not 100% healthy and all that kind of thing. You'll just take that win and move on for sure.
As far as stats for you stats junkies out there, Vinton County shoots 14 of 30 for 46% from the field. From three ball range, only chucked it up 6 times, 3 for 6, 50% from beyond the arc. And from the free throw line, I did question you about this last night, 22 of 38, 57%.
Yeah.
Can't make you happy.
No, it's not good enough. Getting to the line that much is awfully good. But, it's one of those deals where we did make some clutch ones down the stretch. I think Jordan Albright was 7 of 8 in the final quarter, a little over a quarter. And we had some other guys. Jordan
Alex was 5 of 7 from the line. Jordan was 7 of 8.
Right, and he made a lot late, too. So, yeah, I mean, it's when you make them late, I guess that makes up for them a little bit. But definitely, if we'd have made a few more free throws probably in the first half, we would have spread that lead a little bit out to a little bit more of a comfortable level. But, hey, we've been working on them, and kids are, you know, we just keep plugging away, and hopefully it'll get better. It's one of those things where you just kind of practice it and try to put your kids in pressure situations in practice to simulate a game. And, if that's about all you can do with free throws. You don't want it to become a mental thing, so you don't talk a lot about it. You just keep working on it.
Well, and you know, me always, looking out for the program and, you know, knowing that you're challenged from a coaching standpoint, I do have a team drill. Because you said you like to go in a live situation where there's pressure or something like that. You've heard about the Oak Hill?
We run that drill, actually.
Really?
We do it.
Every kid, out of fairness, every kid gets a ball.
Yeah,
it involves a clock.
Yeah, we don't do it all the time, but we do that some. And
and I'm sure the guys love it.
They really enjoy that. It's a great drill.
Yeah. For all the Viking varsity players that are listening to this, we're probably getting some not real nice things said about us.
Yes, I'm sure we're not.
I mean, it involves a clock. Every kid gets a ball.
Yeah.
You're shooting as a team, because if you miss, everybody pays the consequences. Yeah. And then just to summarize the whole drill, it also involves a trash can, because there's usually a player's head in the trash can before the drill, if the drill doesn't go well.
There could be.
But if the drill goes well, it's a very easy drill.
Oh, yeah. If you make your free throws, you cut time off of your run.
And if you miss free throws, then the time gets bigger.
multiplies.
Well, then it just goes downhill because what it boils down to, and I'll get on with this, but what if so many kids, you know, it's the captains pick players to shoot. There's so much time on the clock. You make the shot, the time comes down. You miss the shot, the time goes up incrementally more.
Right.
And then at a certain point in time, I know there's different variations,
right,
but the penalty being everyone runs.
Right.
Which doesn't sound like a big deal. However, when you're running for 3 or 4 minute sprints and that ball I was talking about that every player had, that ball goes over their head.
Right.
That is in where the trash can later comes into play. But it's a good drill. But anyhow, hopefully the Vikings start doing a little bit better from the line. But, 3-1 is 3-1. And we'll touch on, you got a whole slew of games coming up later tomorrow night on the 18th. You're on the River Valley. And then Friday, you're over in the alley at Alexander taking on the Spartans. And oh my gosh, am I wrong in thinking that this coming Saturday?
Yes, finally.
There's a home game.
We have a home game.
Who is the jerk that makes the schedule? That's all I want
to know. I'd like to find that guy. I know that.
Yeah, I'd say a few things to him. But anyhow, we'll get into those three games talk about that as well as the holiday season and all that in segment three. But coming up next, we're going to talk to one of the legendary coaches in Vinton County Viking basketball history. Back, way back, we'll find out where they are now with former Viking coach Dave Wilcoxon as the Viking Roundball podcast rolls on. Back on the Viking Rimwell podcast, presented by McDonald's. McDonald's and MacArthur, Jackson, Oak Hill, and Wellston. McDonald's, I'm loving it, alongside Viking boys basketball coach Matt Combs, Carl Knox, as we get into our Where Are They Now segment and go back in time to find out where various former Viking players as well as Viking coaches are. And very, very pleased and excited to bring back Coach, one of the former Viking coaches from back in the 70s, decade, who had a lot of success here at Vinton County. Glad to welcome in from Belpre, Ohio, Coach Dave Wilcoxon. How are you, Coach?
We're just fine here. Appreciate the call.
Hey, Coach. We talked a little bit last night. Excited to have you on. I guess before we even get into everything you've done, which is a lot of stuff over the years athletically, maybe touch on those some of those years you had here in Vinton County. And I know you had some good teams. You guys won the Tri-Valley Conference, I think, in 74, had some other good teams. Talk just a little bit about those years and your experiences here.
Well, first of all, we had great experiences in Vinton County. We really enjoyed our stay there. And we had some nice basketball teams. 73-74, that team won the Tri-Valley Conference for the first time in this consolidated school's history. And we had a very solid defensive squad, and each of the five starters scored in double figures, and they were led by Keith Nice and Harold Cottle and Tony Timmons, Kevin Barber, and Kim Ward, that group. And then in 87 and 88 there, 77-78, we had a very good basketball team led by Mike Patterson and David Wallace and John Prater, Mark Allman and Mike Gill, Steve Haggerty. Very nice ball club during that time. And we were very competitive in many of the other seasons that I was there. And I always enjoyed the hustle that the Vinton County kids performed and really appreciated having a chance to coach there.
You know, looking back, Coach, and that time frame makes me feel really old now, but I was just a little kid and watching, like you said, Kim Ward, Harold Cottle, that group of players all the way through that, up to Mike Patterson, the class. You mentioned the 15-5 class that you had back in the 77-78 series. And, you know, one thing I just always remember about your teams was they were very disciplined, and, it seemed like they were just, they played very hard, but you really brought a style of basketball to Vinton County that preceding that, you know, back into the consolidation, going all the way back to 66-67 when Larry Krueger, the late Larry Krueger, coached the first year of consolidation to an 18-4 record. After that, you know, that was single digit wins for all those seasons with Coach Krueger and Coach Jeff Cruey, who later went on to become the superintendent. But looking back in your career, you left Vinton County in, I think, 1989. You left Vinton County and went to Belpre and coached the boys program down there from 79 to 88, where you had a lot of success. And then you really shifted gears in 89 and started coaching on the ladies' side. And from the bio that I read on you, had 64 straight TVC conference wins, had one regular 20-0 season, and won five straight TVC TVC championships. That's before they split up the conference. But talk a little bit about your, you know, going back home to Belpre, coaching the boys, always a lot of expectations when you're well-known in your own community, but also the transition of going from coaching boys to girls. Is there any difference? And if so, what would you think those differences would be?
Well, first of all, it was kind of interesting to go back to my home community, and I'd been away for 15 years, and it wasn't as easy as I thought it was going to be. But we did have some very nice boys basketball teams in Belpre, and we did win a championship in 87-88 there with a pretty fine basketball team. Although we got drilled pretty badly in the tournament over to Ohio University, we had a very, very nice regular season. And had several good basketball teams on the boys' level in the mid-80s. And then moved into girls' basketball. My boys were coming up through the Belpre system, and I didn't want to coach my own sons, which is a little different than many coaches do. But so I moved on to girls' basketball, and we had a very rough start. Lost our first season. We didn't win a game. And then it was very gratifying over the years that I coached there for 10 and girls that we went from and also ran to a very, very nice and respected basketball team in the girls' level. And I think that's probably one of my greatest achievements as far as coaching is the change around in girls' basketball at Belpre High School.
Well, and obviously the girls' games evolved a lot over the past, 20 years or so, gotten a lot more competitive, a lot better. And you were kind of right there around that time where you were seeing some of that change. How impressed are you now with the female athletes you see today? I mean, you get on TV and you watch these people like Brittany Griner from Baylor, or some of these college players play. The women's game has really taken off.
It's amazing what I've seen. I really respect what's happening in girls basketball and women's basketball, and I think it's just going to get better. Very competitive. Dunking the basketball and girls basketball, never would have thought of it, but today it's common. And of course they play very well, they handle the ball well, play good defense, and it's fun to watch. And I was glad to be a little bit a part of that in Belpre and to see some of that happen in our own community.
Yeah, and every time I have a coach on here that I haven't really met or talked to and has had a lot of success, I always ask this question. It's always interesting to me to hear, people that have coached for a long time talk about the way the game's changed, just in general, not just the girls' game or the boys' game. But what are some of the things from when you coached back in the mid-70s to what I'm sure you still watch a lot of basketball now. What are some of the major differences you see in the style of play or the way the game's changed?
I think there's a good bit of up-tempo basketball now, and I love to watch it. I think we were more of a set offense team back in the 70s. I don't know. That's how I felt about it. And concentrated a lot on trying to play defense, and I don't know. Sometimes I watch ball games today, and I wonder who is the defensive coach. But at the same time, it's fun to watch them get up and down the court, And I guess what's impressed me most is just the level of athleticism, the jumping ability, the actually even shooting ability too, and just tremendous athletes. And it's just amazing to watch them.
Coach, in going back to one of your comments you made before about wanting to opt out and kind of step away from the boys program when your sons were getting ready to go through high school, and then also knowing and the information we've got on you here that one of the things you enjoy now is getting back into the game as you watch your grandchildren. You know, one question from someone like you who's seen generations and changes in the sport, and a comment you made about not wanting to coach your kids per se. What advice would you give to a parent of a young child wanting to get into basketball? I've got a daughter, and you know, I have a lot of friends that you know, there's varying aspects and opinions about when to start a kid, how much to let them play. You know, there's just different opinions on that. What would yours be?
Well, I think if I were having a youngster coming up through basketball, I think I would try to get them involved in as many activities that would help them improve their skills. I think camps are great, local camps and even major camps. I know one of the girls that went through Belfry, Kathy Coyner, spent a lot of time on the road with her parents helping her to go to different places to learn to play basketball and to get against pretty good competition throughout the state rather than just locally in the summertime and so forth. And I think that went a long way towards improving her skills to the point where she was able to go to a major college and play basketball. And I think not everybody's going to get there, but if you want to have a chance, I think you've got to do those things in the summertime to improve the skills, and that's what I would recommend. And sometimes playing above your level a little bit, not to the point of being injured or anything, but playing above your level is important in a person's upbringing to be a good basketball player.
One of the other things I wanted to ask you about in your bio gets into, you know, after leaving Belfry with the girls, you actually retired and then did some work with the Marietta College women's play program, and then returned to the classroom for four more years at Meigs High School and actually coached the girls' team for one season, which is all interesting. But the thing that kind of capped it off for me was after you retired from teaching and coaching, finally, you went back to school and got your commercial driver's license. I got to know why. What's up with that?
Oh, that's kind of a strange thing, isn't it? But I don't know. I've always had this thought that I might want to do something over the road looking at. I like to travel. Wow. I like to drive. And I thought, well, I would try that. And I did do that for a while. I drove for a transport company out of Youngstown, Ohio. And then I found out that it was just about as good to work locally and drive for local companies around here in Ohio, in Belfry. And I did a little bus driving also for the schools.
Uh-huh.
Worked a little bit at Ohio University, driving their team bus and so forth. I just wanted to do something different. And it gave us a little extra money as far as teaching's not the greatest paying job in the world, so it's always important to keep your income up. So I guess that was one of the other reasons. I miss coaching. Truck driving is kind of a lonely job, and it's on the road, and but it's good to go out and see the country too, so I like that part of it.
Well, that's just an interesting tidbit I saw, and it is interesting. You mentioned you miss the coaching part of it. If I had to ask you one specific do you miss the game situation? Do you miss all those endless hours alone with the kids in the gym as far as the instruction? What one facet of the game as far as coaching do you miss the most?
Well, I'll tell you what, I always enjoyed the contact with the players, and both in the classroom and on the court. And, you know, you do this for a long time, many years, 30, and then you walk away from that, and it's pretty hard to leave that. It's an important communication between the coach and the players. It's a great relationship. There are some hard times. You don't always do everything that the parents like for you to do or this and that, and it's hard to deal with that sometimes. But overall, there's so many nice things between the relationship and the coach and the players that if you leave it, you miss it. And I guess those are the things. Practice, miss the games too, a lot of fun, excitement, but it's hard to give it up.
Well, Coach, as you say that, I'm 44 years old, born and raised. In fact, I grew up on Linwood Drive. Your young family back in the day was the next street over on Jefferson Avenue. And as I hear you talk and reminisce and the names you mentioned as far as Mike Patterson, we had as part of this segment, Where Are They Now? His son Josh, who's now graduated, married, a successful pharmacist. You mentioned John Prater, the late, great John Prater, who his wife lives right across the street, and his son now successful in college, and kind of how all these generations change. Even you mentioned Kim Ward. Kim has one child that's kind of a big age gap, but Kim's youngest kid is now playing on our freshman team. So there's a lot of names that I can throw out that are still probably very, very fresh faces in your mind. And I know of all the years I've been here in MacArthur, not once have I ever heard a bad word about Dave Wilcox and as a person or as a coach. And we really appreciate you taking time to reminisce and share some of your memories about coaching here at Vinton County.
Well, I thank you for having me on. I appreciate you calling me, and I really do miss a lot of those guys over there that we played and coached with, and it was just a great experience for myself and family.
Well, Coach,
I appreciate you.
So, at any time you want to, take a gander at our schedule and make a trip over here, a lot of people would be more than happy to see you, okay?
I'll tell you what, I've been back there, and you have beautiful facilities, and I'm really proud of the fact that they've done what they have in Vinton County.
Yep, they've come a long way. Coach, thanks a lot for joining us. Take care, and a happy holidays, okay?
All right, thank you. Same to you.
Thanks.
Coach Dave Wilcox, and former Viking basketball coach from... 72, 73, 73, 74 season. Then he took a year off. There was another coach in there by the name of Tom Sutherland. And then he had four more seasons as Viking head coach and did wonderful, wonderful things. All part of our Where Are They Now segment. We have been getting some very, very interesting, some legit suggestions, some not so legit. But if you'd like to send Coach Combs or me an email, the email address is VikingRealmBallPodcast@yahoo.com, or you can call the DBK Media Services voicemail line. That's number is 740-569-3254. Coming up, Coach, got a lot going on here in the next week or so, in addition to the holidays. And I know I have to get a full report on the Christmas in the Combs household. With three games coming up at River Valley, at Alex, and finally a home game against Paint Valley coming up December the 22nd. We'll touch base on all three of those games next as the Viking Round Ball Podcast rolls on. Back on the Viking Round Ball Podcast, Carl Knox and Coach Matt Combs getting into the holidays. The Viking Round Ball Podcast presented by McDonald's. McDonald's and MacArthur, Jackson, Oak Hill, and Wellston. Whether it's before or after the game, McDonald's and high school basketball, they go hand in hand. The Viking Realm Ball Podcast presented by McDonald's and powered by DBK Media Services. Coach Combs, does that last couple days before school break, I know the kids are always excited this time of year, not just because of Christmas, but because usually a lot of games, they're always biting at the bit to play. A busy time as you guys really get. You're going to have three games in the next 7 days on the road at River Valley. The Raiders not having a real good season, but that first game coming up tomorrow night, Tuesday, December the 18th, the road trip down there. I know the program's been a little down, but I remember every last several years that I remember, you've picked up the win, but none of them have come easy against a team that doesn't necessarily put a lot of wins in the win column, but they seem to play hard, and it's definitely an outing that you're going to have to take seriously.
Well, they've been in every game they've played in this year. I mean, they've been in it. It's not like they're just getting ran off the floor. They've had several close losses. You know, they won their first game of the season against Eastern Megs, and then since then they've had a couple, a 4-point loss, a 5-point loss, a 7 or 8-point loss. So I mean, like I said, every game's been competitive. They have quite a bit of size. At least, I guess everybody looks big compared to us, but they have some size and so a couple post guys that can play and do some things inside, and that's what, you know, we'll have to concern ourselves with that, obviously, since yeah, it's something that we don't have in terms of a lot of big kids, but you know, we've played against teams all year that are big, and we've done a pretty good job so far, so hopefully we can continue that. It's like anything else, we tell our kids when you go on the road, you know, you got to be ready to go, and any given night thing and applies. And so last two times on the road, Trimble and Nelsonville, I thought our kids have been ready. We've had good first quarters, and we need another good first quarter tomorrow night.
Well, that game tomorrow night, the 18th, down at Bidwell at River Valley High School. And then coming up this Friday night, December the 21st, never an easy game, despite the Alexander Spartans getting off to a 1-4 overall start, 0-2 already in the TVC. It's never easy to play in the Alley.
No, and obviously we've always had some battles with Alexander. I'll tell you, it's just not going to be easy in the TVC this year. And I know coaches like to say things like that, but look what happened the other night. You know, with Athens getting knocked off by Wellston, and a lot of people probably didn't expect that. Although I've seen Wellston play, they're really big. I mean, really big. Mm-hmm. So it's going to truly be any given night, because, like I said, when we had
Troy,
in here for the preview show earlier in the year, every team can make the argument they're a little bit better this year than they were last year, you know, in one way or the other. And I saw that with Nelsonville the other night, even though they'd lost so much. I still think in some areas they do some things better than they did last year. If you're not ready to play, especially on the road, you don't know what's going to happen. You could very easily get knocked off. So, yeah, that game Friday looms large, and it's going to be a tough battle for us for sure.
Well, and you look at that, you know, this past weekend, and anyone who follows TVC Ohio boys basketball, the word got out real quick that, you know, the Athens Bulldogs lose that game 48-46. And Wellston, that was at Athens.
Right.
That was at the MAC.
Right, right.
You know, so for Wellston, not only to win that game, but to win it on the road. And I, you know, one thing, like you said about Wellston, that, you know, I got to admit, because Athens, I would kind of consider, despite the fact you're the defending champion, with what they have coming back, I would consider them a perennial favorite in the TVC. And you hear that and you're like, oh, well, that's great news for Vinton County. Well, it is to an extent, but then you've got to realize that Wellston's for real.
Oh, yeah. You've got to play them, too.
And both Athens and Wellston, from a matchup standpoint, with both of those teams having the size and athleticism in the post, you know, that's not necessarily the matchup you would want with either of those teams. So that's good. It's going to be an interesting conference.
Oh, big time. And you're right. Those matchups aren't easy. It's going to be interesting. The funny thing about it is, I guess, you know, like you say, Athens loses on Friday, but just to tell you a little bit what our league's about, they turn right around and go up to Logan Elm on the road the next night and beat Logan Elm on their home court. So,
yeah.
You know, I think that says something for, you know, obviously Athens, but our league in general right now. I think our conference is getting stronger. I know there have been some years where it's been a little top heavy, but right now it's I think it's strong all the way through, and there's no gimmies.
Now, getting back to River Valley, they are coming into the TVC Ohio. What year is that happen?
It'll be in 2014. That'll be our first football season where River Valley is in our league, and then it'll take off from there.
Two years from now,
right? They won't play next year. It'll be the year after that. We've been playing them for a few years, and obviously this is going to be something you see for a while, because they're going to be in the TVC Ohio division, and they have a good program. Coach Hills, obviously, he and I are very good friends, and you know, he does a great job with that program, and they're on the rise.
Yeah, well, we have one more holiday game coming up this weekend, December the 22nd. Your brother's stomping grounds, your brother Shane Combs, is the baseball coach at Paint Valley.
Right.
But the basketball Bearcats, they make the long trip from Bainbridge over here to MacArthur. Don't know a lot about the Paint Valley squad this year out of the SVC, but I'm assuming if you haven't scouted them, you've been looking at film, or at least with you having, you know, your residence in Chillicothe, stuff like that, I'm sure you're very familiar with their program and what they're going to bring to the table.
Well, they're one of these teams right now that are pretty young. They got a new coach, but he's not a new coach. He actually had a lot of success at Paint Valley. Dave Shoemaker did back in the early 90s. He was the coach when they had some really good basketball teams back in 92, 93, especially that time. And really, they were pretty good all the way up through the mid-90s. And he came back and took over that program, and you're going to see, he's going to put his stamp on it, and you're going to start to see improvement.
What is his stamp? What's his
coaching
style?
Well, he's originally kind of a Greenfield guy, so you can imagine his man-to-man defense, intense, hard on ball. Yeah, and defense has always been first in his mind. And you're going to see that, and try to be efficient offensively. That's something they really believe in. And you know, they're young. He even talked on the radio. He's got some guys playing basketball that were doing something else last year, didn't play in junior high, came back out. But he's getting some athletes out there. They're pretty big. They have some size. They started off 2-0, went down and won a Portsmouth Clay tournament they had down there. And then here since, they've during league play, they've fallen on some hard times a little bit, but they've played Piketon and they've played Uniota and they've played a tough schedule here early. So, yeah, it'll be a battle for us. It'll be interesting because they are, like I said, they're young, a little bit inexperienced, but they have some athletes.
Okay. Well, then we're rolling into the holidays, and, you know, you and I normally have spent hours upon hours together going over every single detail, and organization of this podcast is beyond comprehensive.
Yeah.
But I've not had the opportunity to ask you, what's the deal on the podcast next week? Are we on? I mean, we record on Mondays. Well, that's going to be Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah.
And it's in my contract. If you remember when we did this contract with these attorneys this summer, if we do the podcast, I get extra money. So.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to be able to pull that off on Christmas Eve. So we either have to release it on a different day next week or skip a week. We'll see. We only have one game next week. We'll play Jackson on the
following
Saturday,
29th.
So, we probably should have talked about that before we're sitting here on the air talking about it. But
Like I said, this is not a softball powder puff, you know.
Well, yeah, we'll have to figure it out.
Anything can happen on this show. Speaking of last night, you know, our last minute tracking down of where are they now. We found out where Dave Wilcoxon was at the last minute because we were kind of having a problem with our guest. But I called you last night, and you were having a dad moment. Oh, it was kind of a mix of for Viking basketball fans, you know, the high pitched voice and the dazed and confused, painful look in your face. it doesn't just happen on the basketball courts. You have a little which one or were both of the Combs boys?
When you have a 5-year-old and a 1-year-old, that dazed and confused look carries over to home sometimes, I think.
I remember last year, you know, the birth of your second son, Brogan, that was like in November, right when basketball season was starting.
About 2 days before our first practice.
Yeah. Which, I'm proving, you know, God does have a sense of humor because Brevin, your 5-year-old, very good looking, very, very smart, articulate young man. I mean, he's a chatterbox.
Oh, he's
and
he's
smart and good looking. So it's his mother's son, and then this other one. the second one. I think we got a little mad on our hands here.
Oh, there's no question about that. There was at some point, I'd say my mom probably wished this one on me through everything I put her through over the years. But this one here's got a little edge to him, I'd say. You know, he likes to he gets kind of upset when things don't go his way. And it's been a lot of fun. It's just this one here's a little more challenging. Doesn't sleep quite as well, which means mom and dad don't sleep quite as well. And he's a big boy. He's growing fast. And it'll be interesting to see. It's fun to see their personalities take shape even at a young age. And we went and got some Christmas pictures taken the other day, and it was
that's a tough time.
It went real well. I was surprised. I thought, man, this thing here is going to be this is going to be a battle for about an hour. But things went real well. So
you got to juice them with a nap before you do that. Yeah, it's all about timing.
I tell you, man, I told that lady that took the pictures, you're a miracle worker. I didn't think this was going to go this easy.
But you mentioned that I had asked you, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, whether he's talking or not. You said his first – what was the first word you said that's coming out of his mouth?
Well, I mean, you know, he'll say all the normal things, like he tries to say dad, mom, but he loves the word no when he's not happy with you. You're changing his diaper, he doesn't want you to, he'll just yell in your face no. So he's very opinionated anyway.
Hmm. Well, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
This will
be
sure.
Fun. Well, for coming back, we'll make an announcement. We'll get it up on our Facebook page in terms of if and when we're going to can another episode of the podcast, given that the Christmas holidays kind of run right within our production schedule. We'll keep you updated, and we're still getting, like I said, VikingRoundBallPodcast@yahoo.com. If you do have a suggestion for a where are they now, there's a lot of ideas floating around out there. We're probably also going to be getting the coaches in, maybe some guest coach. I've been ripping on you, really trying to persuade you to. I think that we've done coaches, we've done where are they now players, former coaches. I want to do a segment with coaches' wives.
Yeah, that if we ever run out of guests, then
I just think that would be enlightening to listeners.
But until then, I'm going to try stringently to find other guests.
They go through a lot. They really do.
I don't disagree with that.
Well, I'm thinking, I mean, I know Amy Combs well, you know, Rita Pearson. Yeah. You know, that there's some baggage there on that. That would be an interview that there would be some coming out of the woodwork.
Oh, yeah. He's had many, many more years of abusing his wife with this basketball stuff than I have. So that might be the first one you want to do.
Yeah, and we still do that 200, 400, 600 win club, get different vibe. But anyhow, any suggestions you might have, VikingRumblePodcast@yahoo.com. We will be doing the podcast here probably definitely within the next 2 weeks. Might get we might even do like a shortened abbreviated podcast just to do a rundown on these three games, get a quick guest in there sometime over the holidays, because we all know that once coach goes on school break, he has all the time in the world. There won't be practices, there won't be shopping, he's just going to be sitting around bored out of his mind.
We'll stay pretty busy over the break. I think
it is a busy time of the year, but we do appreciate you stopping in, coach, and we'll be talking about these three games coming up. Do want to thank Coach Dave Wilcoxon. Great interview, great man, great basketball and education story from down in Belpre, Ohio. And we'll keep chucking out the Where Are They Now segments as the year goes on. The Viking Rumball Podcast, presented by McDonald's and McArthur, Jackson, Oak Hill, and Wellston. For Matt Combs, this is Carl Knox saying thanks for listening to the Rainbow Podcast.
This is the McDonald's Viking Realm Ball Podcast, presented by McDonald's of Jackson, Wellston, Oak Hill, and now proudly in McArthur. McDonald's and Viking basketball. I'm loving it. The Viking Realm Ball Podcast with head coach Matt Combs is your weekly look inside Vinton County Vikings basketball. Stand by for recaps and previews of all of this week's Viking action, plus scores, stats, guest interviews, and more. Now broadcasting across the World Wide Web.
From a padded room in his basement.
Alongside the head coach of the Vikings, Matt Combs, here's your host, Carl Knox.